This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show. You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Fight Back on Zoomer Radio, heard weekdays from noon to one. Fight Back with Libby Znaimer on Zoomer Radio with guest host Jane Brown.
If you don't know the symptoms of pancreatic cancer, there is no better day than today to find out. Today is World Pancreatic Cancer Day, and Canada's own Alex Trebek has been working to create awareness after his own diagnosis with the disease. Have a listen.
In nearly every country, pancreatic cancer is the only major cancer with a five-year survival rate in the single digits. Now, in order to help patients fight and survive this disease, more attention and awareness are needed. And that's why I've joined forces with the World Pancreatic Cancer Coalition to help raise global awareness of the risks and symptoms of pancreatic cancer. I wish I had known sooner that the persistent stomach pain I experienced prior to my diagnosis was a symptom of pancreatic cancer. Other common symptoms can include mid-back pain, unexplained weight loss, new-onset diabetes, and the yellowing of the skin or eyes. Won't you join me in this fight? Participate this November by wearing purple, spreading the word on social media, and visiting worldpancreaticcancerday.org to learn more. Together, we can get it done.
Alex Trebek is still fighting his disease and has said that he is at peace and has had a good life. The reason pancreatic cancer has such a low survival rate is because too many patients are diagnosed too late and at an advanced stage. Our own Libby Znaimer is one of the few lucky ones. She has lived long past the five-year survival time and is cancer-free after her pancreatic cancer diagnosis 11 years ago. Libby couldn't be here today. She is at a charity lunch, but she wanted us to talk about this very important issue. Joining me is Dr. Anish Kirpalani, Pancreatic Cancer Canada's board chair and a radiologist with 10 years of practice experience in Canada and the U.S., a medical doctor at St. Michael's Hospital in Toronto since 2009. Dr. Kirpalani balances a busy clinical practice with research on abdominal and cardiovascular health. Doctor, thanks for being here on this special day.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Let's talk about how we can make sure if we were to get pancreatic cancer, we could detect it early.
Yeah, so as thanks for bringing this up, first of all, especially today, this month in November, and today on World Pancreatic Cancer Day. I think it's an important topic and really probably, you know, just not talked about enough. Mm-hmm. And as Alex said just a few seconds ago on your segment, there are many symptoms that can indicate to us, warn us that this that we might have pancreatic cancer. However, they are very nonspecific and sometimes difficult to detect, sometimes very difficult to detect early, which is what makes this such a dangerous disease and what leads directly to that awful low survival rate. So what can we do to find it early? I think find it earlier, I think the best thing we can do is talk about it and be aware of this disease, because that awareness will lead to our understanding to our understanding of warning signs. And that doesn't mean just people who may be affected by it. It means family members. It means family physicians and general practitioners, nurses, people who are the first point of contact in the healthcare system for all of us, and many other people as well. I think there's lots that that we can do, but the biggest thing is to know about it and talk about it and support awareness initiatives.
At what point would you start to feel some of those symptoms that Alex Trebek was referencing? At what point in the disease's progression?
Yeah, so I think it varies. Things like pain, abdominal pain, you know, back pain in particular, you know, increasing abdominal pain and weight loss in particular are pretty late signs. There are other things, however, such as a new onset of diabetes that can be variable in their placement in the time course of this disease. People who have later in life unexplained diabetes without a family history, without a good reason for it, which doesn't respond to treatment, medication, or lifestyle interventions, should really think very, you know, should should raise alarms in people. It's not so easy to think about that because it's such a common problem. Early signs of pain or early forms of pain, stomach pain, as Alex said, general abdominal pain, you know, a general feeling of unwellness in the abdomen. It's so nonspecific. This happens to people every day.
Yes.
One of the challenges of this is how do you know that this is pancreatic cancer? It's a difficult leap, but, you know, early suspicion or just, you know, general awareness is going to help that move along. And as, you know, pain in those early forms can be a sign of early disease. It's when that pain persists despite investigations, despite, you know, the abdominal ultrasound, which is, you know, maybe falsely reassuring, despite an endoscopy that's normal, and months go by investigating these things and this pain just keeps getting worse. That's when it starts getting the late disease, and you can imagine that that's why people present very late with this disease. Something like only 20% of patients who present with pancreatic cancer, it's in that range, even have surgically resectable disease, even have an opportunity to have this tumor surgically removed. You can compare that to other forms of cancer where that number is probably in the, you know, much higher, 80% plus. There are so many different forms of cancer that behave completely different from pancreatic cancer, and that's one of the real problems with this disease.
Would a routine blood test, I'm thinking about when we go for our physical, would a routine blood test flag pancreatic cancer in the early stages?
Not specifically to pancreatic cancer, unfortunately, you know. So there is lots of work being done around the world in trying to come up with screening tests and screening programs and trying to find markers for this disease. We haven't found things yet, but there are, you know, general markers of cancer or of something wrong that you might find on routine blood work, but certainly nothing specific to pancreas cancer that would be done routinely, no.
How long does it take once pancreatic cancer is growing for you to feel any kind of physical symptoms?
It's variable. There is evidence now to suggest that there are precursor small tumors or other signs at a undetectable, visually undetectable level, microscopic level, or the level where we wouldn't see an actual tumor there, that can be there for years. There's some evidence to say that the biology of pancreatic cancer is different from other tumors, where its growth can start to speed up very late. But this is really variable. The answer is it could be there for a long time before anybody detects it, which also means that if we could find a way to detect it, we could really intervene early and not have this tragedy of so many thousands of people who are detected very late in this disease because of the non-specific nature of the symptoms.
Doctor, let's go over, for those just joining us, the symptoms of pancreatic cancer that Alex Trebek outlined, and after how long you should go see your doctor if you're experiencing these symptoms.
Yeah, so the symptoms include abdominal pain, which can progress into back pain, as Alex said, mid-back pain. The reason for that is the pancreas. The first step in understanding pancreatic cancer is people should know where the pancreas is. A lot of people don't even know where that is. It's in your mid abdomen, toward the back of your body. It's surrounded and it literally sits in almost a highway of blood vessels and nerves and important structures running up and down your body in the middle of the abdomen. And as a result, it can affect nerves and blood vessels and lymph nodes all in the area of the back, of the mid-back, and it can lead to pain in that area. That's one of the things that typically happens. Weight loss certainly is a symptom. As Alex said, yellowing of the skin or jaundice, particularly in certain locations of the pancreas, tumors that grow there can cause people to have yellow eyes. The whites of their eyes can become yellow. Their skin can become yellow because there's a blockage of the flow of something called bile that's not getting through because of this tumor that's blocking it. So that can happen, and it can be painless. Painless jaundice is another worrisome sign of pancreatic cancer. And unexplained diabetes is an important symptom, as I mentioned earlier. Particularly when there's no good explanation for it, there's no family history. You can't control it with diabetic medication. Exercise and weight loss doesn't seem to help. Those are mm-hmm. Signs that there could be something worrisome there.
Doctor, I only have 90 seconds left. If you do or feel that you are experiencing some of these symptoms and go to your doctor right away, what will be done to diagnose whether you do or don't have pancreatic cancer?
Yeah, so there's a lot of investigations that people might do because very nonspecific, but ultimately, the imaging that's probably needed in cases where there is a growing suspicion or a strong suspicion by the patient's doctor would be a CT scan, which can really see the pancreas well. Often ultrasounds are done early in the community, which sometimes will not see the pancreas that well, but is a good initial screening test. So a combination of imaging tests and early kind of detection of some of these nonspecific symptoms is important.
Thank you very much for your time. It was enlightening information.
Pleasure. Thanks for having me on and discussing this important topic.
We've been joined by Dr. Anish Kripalani. He's a Pancreatic Cancer Canada Board Chair and radiologist, 10 years of practice experience in Canada and the U.S. At St. Michael's Hospital here in Toronto. I'm Jane Ferlibby, who returns tomorrow to take your calls for free for all Friday. So if you didn't get through on some of our hot topics of the week, make sure you grab a line during the noon news tomorrow so you can get on with your comments about the news of the week. And if you would like more information on pancreatic cancer, just go online to worldpancreaticcancerday.org, worldpancreaticcancerday.org.
You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Fight Back on Zoomer Radio, heard weekdays from noon to one. You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Fight Back on Zoomer Radio, heard weekdays from noon to one. You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Fight Back on Zoomer Radio, heard weekdays from noon to one.
This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.